It is not hyperbole. There has never been an Oscars ceremony like it. Besides a baffling and jaw-dropping pronouncement that the Best Picture Award belonged to Moonlight and not La La Land, the Academy's In Memoriam tribute showed the picture of an Australian producer who is very much alive. There's a lot to talk about, including winners, highlights, and, of course, Jimmy Kimmel.
And joining us live, let's go to Los Angeles to speak with WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. Hey, Jason, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Yeah, you said it exactly right off the top. That must be the most, we'll say in movie terms, the most shocking twist ending of an Oscars ceremony ever. I mean, in case our listeners didn't see what happened, Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty, you know, the great Bonnie and Clyde team, come out to present the award. And you could kind of tell something was off because Warren Beatty stares at the envelope a little too long before reading the winner. Faye Dunaway says Best Picture is La La Land. The cast and crew come up on stage and I think it took about 2.5 minutes mm-hmm. before the La La Land producer, Jordan Horowitz, said, wait a minute, this card actually says Moonlight. And so they bring them all up onto the stage. And it was just a wild scene. And I almost felt bad for the folks in both movies, because if you're in La La Land's camp, you know, you have to you're on this huge high and have to hand it back. But for Moonlight, I worry that this really historic win is going to get overshadowed. All the headlines today are this envelope chaos. And, you know, but I really think we should appreciate what Moonlight was able to accomplish there.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right that that's definitely going to happen, the overshadowing, and that is a shame. Moving on, how did you feel about the acting award winners with respect to the actual performances?
There weren't much surprise in like the supporting actor and actress category. Everyone thought that Mahershala Ali would get it for Moonlight, and he becomes the first Muslim actor to win an Oscar. So a lot of firsts here tonight. Not to mention Moonlight is the first LGBT movie to win Best Picture. I mean, that never happened with pioneers like Philadelphia and Brokeback Mountain. It's possibly because of the times that they were released. Maybe the country wasn't ready, but here we go, Moonlight now. That is another first. And then Viola Davis for supporting actress for Fences, she becomes the first Black actress to win a Tony, Oscar, and an Emmy for acting. I think Whoopi Goldberg is the EGOT, but I think she got her Tony for producing a Broadway play. So Viola is the first as an actress to accomplish that. And then I was personally pulling for Denzel, but you know, you can't go wrong with Casey Affleck for the lead actor for Manchester by the Sea. It was a haunting performance, and it was kind of cool to see his brother Ben kind of tearing up, and old pal Matt Damon, who helped produce the movie, sort of tearing up in the audience. But I was a little surprised. I was pulling for a last-minute upset with Denzel because he had just won at SAG. But the old favorite, the Globe winner, Casey, held him off.
Talk a little bit about Jimmy Kimmel as host. He seemed pretty much in his element there. How do you think he did?
I've always been a fan of Jimmy Kimmel because he's got that sort of sarcastic, dry humor, almost like the closest to like a Bill Murray that we kind of have mm-hmm. in his way. I thought it opened strong. He was pretty funny early on, and ironically, there weren't that many political, you know, I actually thought the broadcast would be way more political than it was. But Jimmy had some of the more memorable ones with, you know, calling out with sort of the deadpan look, listing all of the, quote, overrated Meryl Streep films. And as he rattles off Out of Africa, Kramer versus Kramer, Deer Hunter, Sophie's Choice, you're like, yeah, not really that overrated. But yeah, so I thought he started off really strong. But by the end, with that gaffe, he seemed totally baffled. The one that stepped up and handled it with grace was the La La Land producer, Jordan Horowitz. I have to commend that guy. He acted like a producer. He took control and was gracious to hand it over. But Jimmy was almost standing off to the side saying, guys, I'm sorry. I'm Steve Harvey again.
Jason, thanks for your great work out there. And be careful. Don't get caught up in life in the fast lane.
Nice Eagles reference.
Oh, thank you. WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley live from Los Angeles on Skype.